The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Business Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericabusiness.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Stepping Stones to Everyday Success with Kimberly Stewart. If you are looking to make a difference to your work life as well as your personal life, this program is for you. We'll have stories, identify tools and techniques to help you in your everyday success, and answer your questions and hear your ideas. Now, here is your host, Kimberly Stewart.
Welcome, Voice America listeners. Thank you so much for tuning in to Stepping Stones to Everyday Success. I'm your host, Kimberly Stewart. And today we are talking about how to do it all in 24 hours. Have I grabbed your attention yet? Well, I know earlier this week and today I actually grabbed several people's attention and we had an active emailing exchange amongst hopefully some listeners out there right now, but I know that they'll tune in later if they can't make right now. On this topic. So I'm hoping that this is going to be meaningful to all of you and you get some tools and tips on how you can do it all in 24 hours. Now, I mentioned that I had an active email conversation going on earlier this week and today. And I wanted to extend an invitation out to anyone out there who is not on my email distribution where I give sneak peek previews of what I'm going to be talking about in the upcoming week. I can get you on that email distribution. All you have to do is send me an email. And you can do that two ways. One, click on the email the host button on my host page, which you all should be on right now listening to the show. Or two, send me an email, kstewart@steppingstone-llc.com, and ask to be on my email distribution. I'm happy to put you on there. And you, too, can join into the conversations before the show begins. So back to our topic, how to do it all in 24 hours. You know, it is such a fast-moving, fast-paced world out there. For the professional, like myself and all of you, we are involved in much more than just our professional life, I am sure. We have volunteer opportunities. We have our work obligations. We have our family obligations. And there are so many activities that we participate in and we support. How can we get everything done that we want to? That's important to us. We are constantly connected to people, work, through the phone and through emails. We sometimes need a break. So how possibly can we actually do everything and get a break and get sleep? Well, I will tell you how, because you can do it and you can get 8 hours of sleep to boot most of the time. Yes, I did not say 100% of the time you can do this because that's just not possible. But most of the time, you can do it. If you know your priorities, if you know what's important to you, and that's going to be the key. And you'll see that today we're going to be talking a lot about priorities and figuring out what is your priority. And what you need to do for all those others that are not your priority at that specific time. It takes more than just knowing your priorities, though. It takes some good time management, strong planning, task management, and delegation, and confidence. Those are at least my key things that, you know, being able to do it all in 24 hours, what I exercise, what I do in order to do it all. So how do we know what our priorities are? How do we know what's important to us? Well, I think all of us probably have a good gut instinct of, okay, I need to put the kids to bed. It's, you know, I'm mom hat. Or I need to go to work and get, you know, my paycheck and earn my my paycheck. And I have that professional hat on. Understanding what's important to you and understanding what your priority is at any given time does take some self-awareness, introspection, and understanding what's motivating you, what's pushing you to do all those various activities. I know what hats I wear and what hat is my priority at any one time. I think about what I have to do at the beginning of each day and which hat I'm going to be wearing at what time of the day. Right before the show, I actually did a little exercise about, okay, what are all the various hats that I wore today? And I came up with 9 hats at various times of the day. And some of those repeated. So I went from, let's see, I went from the mom hat to a host hat, sending out a reminder email, to a mom hat again, to business owner, to consultant, to friend. And then I went back to a mom, host, business owner, mom, and host. I'm here today. So I think I counted 9 again. I might have actually remembered a couple of other transitions. So at any one point, I wore a different hat. And at that time I wore it, that was what was my priority and what was important, what I was focused on. So it's important to find some time to think about what are the roles that you need to play today and when one is going to take precedent over the other. It's also important that you are confident enough to stand by which hat has the priority. And what I mean by that is don't let others bully you and tell you no, you've got to do something else. If you're firm and you understand what your priority is, you need to stand by it and be firm about it and have confidence in it. That is not to say that you might not change if you had some additional information. There's one time I remember where I was about ready to leave to go home, and a senior manager comes into my office and says I need to help them out with some pricing. And I said, well, you know, I really need to get home. I honestly can't remember what it was that I needed to get home, but it was something that I felt very important and felt that I needed to be there. And after them trying to pressure me and say, you know what, you have to be here. This is very important. It's very important to the company. You know, if it doesn't get done today, then, you know, we're going to lose X, Y, and Z, and, you know, put all these ramifications of why I needed to stay, other than really telling me how critical I was. It wasn't that I had a piece of information that no one else in the company had, or that this was a task that I was supposed to have done and hadn't done, or that there was some critical issue in which if it doesn't get done today, you know, the company's going under. The company still exists and is doing very well, by the way. So I stood firm and I said, no, you can either do it tonight with the people that you have and not with me, or in the morning I can come in and I can help out and get it done with you. I left. I came back in the morning and you know what? It hadn't been done. The company was still there. And there was no sense of urgency about it needing to get done. So I did let the senior manager know that I had come in and I'm ready to help whenever they are ready to start working on it. And I think later on that day, they asked me to help out. But I am so glad that I stood firm to the priority I had, which was going to be being a mom and probably supporting one of my children. And I didn't let him bully me around because he had no new information. He had nothing that changed my priorities. And most likely, he actually didn't want to do it and thought that I would do it for him. So stand firm, be confident, know your priorities, and stick to it. We are about ready to go to a break. And during that break, I would like you to think about something. And some of you may already have a head start on this because I have done this little exercise before, but I think it's relevant to this. What are all the hats you wear? What are all of them? Think about your work and every hat that you wear at your work. Think about your family and all the related hats that you wear in your family. And think about any volunteer community or other activities that you do. And what are all your hats that you wear? Write them down. And then think about when one is more prominent than the other. Because they aren't all number one at all times. And they aren't. And you can't rank them 1, 2, 3, and it's always that ranking. Sometimes there's one takes priority over the other. And right before we leave for the break, I'll give you an example. I am here doing this live show, being host, having my host hat on. My son is at a baseball game. This is taking priority over being mom supporting her son at the baseball game. It is okay. I have talked to my son. He is okay with it. He knows I love him. He knows I support him. He knows I want him to do good and that I would be there if I didn't have this. And he's okay with it. And I'm okay with it. He knows that this is a live show, so I have to be here. And that's okay. And we work that out. So even though I would love to be there supporting him, and after the show I am running over there and I'm going to hopefully catch the end of his game, but as long as he also understands that mom is not always number one priority for my hat, that sometimes I have other roles that will take a priority over that one. And as long as you communicate that to the people that need to know, it's okay. So think about your hats that you wear when one takes precedence over the other. And I will see you in about 2 minutes after this break.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
What does a visual workplace mean to you? How does it contribute to operational excellence? And what steps do you take to put it powerfully in place? Listen to The Visual Workplace, Work That Makes Sense, to find out. Each week, Dr. Gwendolyn Galsworth, visual workplace expert and award-winning author, shares tools and strategies to help you make the workplace speak at a glance without saying a word. Learn to work safer, faster, better, and at far less cost, no matter what business you're in. Tune in to The Visual Workplace every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Business. Are you and your business well prepared? For what, you may ask? Well, what about workplace violence, cyber attacks, or general business disasters? Listen for Fear is Negotiable, Business Survival Skills 101 with your host, Pamela Hill. We'll bring you case studies of the businesses that don't prepare and the consequences that can happen. We'll also bring you best practice strategies that can help you keep your business running smoothly. Tune in to Fear is Negotiable, Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Business Channel. Did you know that at the root of every business problem lies a communication issue? Communication Nation, a show that brings effective business communication practices to the masses, addresses a number of topics and talking points that impact your professional development, as well as business productivity and profitability. Host Jill Schiffelbein makes the theoretical tangible. Tune in each Tuesday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Business Channel. Be ready to become a better communicator with Communication Nation. When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
You are tuned in to Stepping Stones to Everyday Success with Kimberly Stewart. We want to hear from you today with your questions and comments. Please call into the program today at 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. Or send an email to kstewart@steppingstone-llc.com. Now, back to the show.
So I hope you had time to write down all the hats that you wear. And if you're still writing, then I so admire you for all the activities that you do. And remember that you still can do it all in 24 hours and still get 8 hours of sleep. You know, I have a pet peeve. I'm going to divert for a moment. I get very frustrated and maybe a little offended when I am either conducting a meeting, in a meeting, at a restaurant, at dinner, and someone takes a phone call. That is obviously not an emergency. So I am sorry for all of those out there that I might have just offended by saying that, because that's what they do. But here is my rationale, and it's my problem. The rationale is I am spending time with you. Either you or I took the time to actually see each other face to face and be with each other in person. And maybe we did not want to be, but we have spent and made that time. So I really want to make sure that we're focused and we use that time efficiently, so we have all the time we need to do the other things that we need to do, and we have used our time efficiently. And we have shown some professional respect to each other. That I respect your time, you respect my time. In having this issue that I have, personal issue, and having my own company, I have now set some ground rules for my meetings so that everyone is aware. You cannot take a call unless it's an emergency. And I will always, if it's an emergency, by all means, absolutely, I have no issue with that. But it should be an emergency. So this is where I think it also lets you off the hook a little bit. I want to know how many times those calls that were so critical for you to answer, or the emails, as you're looking, you know, under the table trying to respond to emails, and I'm a little guilty of that too. I will admit I've done that. So, but how often is it critical that you did it right then and there? Or could it wait until the end of the meeting? And there's probably times that it could not wait. Hopefully you excuse yourself very politely and trying to be as non-disruptive as possible. and go and take care of your business so everyone else can focus. I hope you do that. But I think it tells us, too, that we have to get our priorities in order. And for me, my priority is having the people that are in, that are with me and face-to-face, who have taken the time and energy to meet with me. My attention should be with them, no matter what the subject, no matter how difficult it may be or how joyous it might be. They've taken that time, and I owe them the courtesy of focusing on them and working with them and addressing them. I have found that I can bring that home and teach my children important lessons. During the dinner, when we all are actually at the kitchen table together, the phone rings. And it's taken them a while. Now they're used to it. The phone rings. We don't answer it. The first time that this happened, and they said, "The phone's ringing." And we said, "Yes, it is." "Well, aren't you going to answer it?" "No." "Well, why not?" "Because if it's important, they will leave a message. And we can then call them back when we're through dinner. This is important. The family dinner is important." So now they completely understand, and they too ignore the phone. And most of the time, there's not any message that is left that is so critical we need to run and get the phone. Also, with that said, I do have signals that I know my husband and I have agreed upon, that if we do have an emergency and we are at work, there are ways to get in touch with each of us to say, "We've got an emergency. You need to excuse yourself." Luckily, we've never had to use it. But just understanding that you can let yourself off the hook occasionally and not answer that phone the second that it rings, not answer that email the second that it comes in, actually relieves you of a lot of stress, provides you time to organize your tasks in an appropriate and efficient way, and then work through those tasks and those phone calls back in the right priority and give them the attention that they deserve. Now, with all this said, this is obviously my priorities that I have. Face-to-face meeting coming first. A phone call maybe second. Email is, for me, is usually the third. And I have certain times, and we'll get into, I'm actually a little jumping ahead, get into that. But I would also like you to think of, and this can be at the next break, which isn't right around the corner, of who is it or what group of people are that you will answer it no matter what. If you have the person that you most want to meet in front of you and you're meeting them, if that call came in, you would answer it. Because knowing that priority also says a lot about your overall priorities and where your hats are. For me, anyone taking care of my children, that they will get the call answered for the most part. And I say that now that they're older, I've got a little leniency on that. But I believe me, and I think other parents can relate to this, when the daycare called and they were infants, and they and I would step out of that meeting and they would say, "Hi, Mrs. Stewart, this is not an emergency," I would be so frustrated because I just took a call because it was my daycare folks and I thought there might be something wrong. So Anyways, that is my soapbox. Take it for what it is. But in there is a tip for relieving yourself of some of the pressure and the stress of having to answer everything instantaneously. And I think it does set a good example for not only our children, which I referenced, but I think it sets a good example for our team members and our colleagues and everyone else professionally, that if you come and see me, I will respect your time, as I hope you respect mine. And that there isn't instant, response expected, but we do expect you to prioritize and put, the responsiveness in the right priority, at least the priority we want, and do respond to it thoughtfully, which oftentimes you're not going to be doing it if you're taking in the middle of a meeting while doing other stuff. So I hit upon this next little tip and hopefully helping you with some priorities is, how to prioritize your tasks. First, what are your tasks? I have, as many of you may know, I have a notebook that I just list all my tasks. I have my little box and I put out all my tasks. Sometimes I categorize those tasks. I definitely know which ones are the important ones. Typically, if I'm doing this exercise, especially early in the morning, I'll put out all the ones that I feel are the most important up top. And sometimes I look at it, and how you can tell what is important versus, not so important is, okay, what's important and has a high consequence? If it doesn't get done, what happens? Is that consequence high? Is it important or is it not so important but has a high consequence? And you can go through that, and then do important but low consequence and figure out and rank your tasks. Also, what tends to push up into the top of my importance and priority for tasks is the deadline, those things that have a firm deadline, that is a firm deadline. I also try to do and sometimes get done some of the simple, tedious tasks, especially if I'm like trying to do a quick warm-up of tasks, if that makes sense. Sense of feeling accomplished, sense of, okay, let's warm up, let's get some accomplishments under my belt so I feel good, and then I can start tackling some of the bigger, more complex tasks that are there. So it is now time for a break. And during this break, if you haven't finished your hats and what hats you wear, finish that up. And then, give yourself a minute and 30 seconds or 2 minutes to see how many tasks that you still need to do that and write them down so that you've got your to-do list. And we will see you on the other side of the break.
The business community's first choice in Internet Talk Radio, Voice America Business Network.
We hear it and read about it every day in the news.
America is heading over a fiscal cliff. Home prices are still receding and unemployment growing.
How can you preserve and increase your wealth in this kind of economy? Tune in to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with host Jay Taylor. Jay will explain the decline of our monetary system and the economy and will give you winning investment ideas and the tools to protect and increase your wealth. Turning Hard Times into Good Times with Jay Taylor can be heard Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, 12 noon Pacific Time on the Voice America Business Channel.
Bob Pritchard has over 30 years of experience as a straight-talking business consultant and author working with some of the top Fortune 500 companies.
Now he's come to the Voice America Business Channel to help you and your business. Tune in to the Bob Pritchard Radio Show for information about starting and successfully running a profitable business. From the movers and shakers to great marketing screw-ups, you can't afford to miss a single edition of the Bob Pritchard Radio Show, Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Business.
We spend 70% of our week in the office. What is the difference between enjoying your job and enduring it? The number one motivator is a positive work environment. And that's where Real Recognition Radio comes in. Join your hosts, Roy Saunderson and S. Max Brown, as they take a look at the positive factors of the workplace, such as employee rewards, recognition, incentives, and much more. Tune in to Real Recognition Radio, Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific, on the Voice America Business Channel.
Voice America Business Network, the bottom line in business.
You are tuned in to Stepping Stones to Everyday Success with Kimberly Stewart. We want to hear from you today with your questions and comments. Please call into the program today at 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. Or send an email to kstewart@steppingstone-llc.com. Now, back to the show.
So thank you for coming back. I hope you got your to-do list all written out. And quickly, before we go on to some time management tips, I wanted to talk a little bit about those situations where you've got 10 million things to do and you're kind of confused on what is the most important thing to tackle. So a couple of things that I do that work well for me, and hopefully they work well for you, is I get myself out of the room that I'm in where I'm all confused, and I sit quietly, sometimes staring out a window, sometimes with my eyes closed, and I just let my mind try to have my mind go blank and try to get everything out of my mind. And then slowly things pop up that I'm going, okay, I need to do this, this, and this. And slowly that all comes forward of what do I need to do? What is the order? What's the most sense and efficient? For me, and I don't know whether why it is, but it will take probably about 10, 15 minutes for me to clear and then let it all come up of what motivates me to, get back to work and what order I need to do. So a couple of things to try. Let's move on to time management, because that is critical in being able to do everything you need to and want to in the 24 hours, plus get 8 hours of sleep. I am a morning person. Usually you hear that you're asked, are you a morning person? Or are you a night person? I am absolutely 100% a morning person. I like the mornings. It's refreshing. It's a new beginning. I'm energized. I'm rested. So give me complex things to do in the morning. That's my time. It is important for you to know who you are and where you gain your most energy and you're most clear-headed, because that is really the ideal time for you to be doing the most complex things or the most important things or the things that really need your focus and your attention, and for you to be completely there. So if you don't know, think about what time of day do you like to do your work? What time of the day would you like to write that proposal? What time of the day would you like to make those really hard calls that you need to make or have that meeting that's going to be a difficult meeting? And that's the time of day that you should be trying to work your schedule to have those types of activities done in. Keep a calendar. This is such a simple tasks, especially with your, you know, iPhones or Blackberries or the PDAs, to keep that calendar and be able to look at it and review it is critical in time management and organizing yourself. And don't schedule stuff on top of each other. That does not help you. And if you have an assistant that schedules for you, you really need to talk with them about what are your parameters, what are your guidelines, how are you scheduling it, you know, and potentially block time where you're doing emails and phone calls or you're having quiet time in your office. People do that, and I've done it on occasion. I don't do it on a regular basis, but I've done it on occasion, and it really works. At least it worked for me. So definitely think about doing that if you need that. If you do have someone who keeps your calendar, definitely make sure that they understand how you like your calendar and how you like it being scheduled. And I'm sure you all do that already. When you are doing your schedule and when you are doing your calendar, look at your to-do list too. And are there activities on that to-do list that you can clump into that meeting where you have to go downtown anyways, and there's a couple of other people that you need to meet with, or you need to pick something up at another office, or you'd really like to stop by and see that client, or you were supposed to make a phone call, maybe you could stop by. So look at that to-do list, that active running to-do list, and see what things can you clump in to your schedule, especially if you're already going to be in that area. I know there are times that it tends to be more when I'm working, I'm in certain areas for the day or half a day at least. So it's a little bit easier to plan routes and where I need to be and how long it's going to take me to be there. But more on the when I'm doing my mom hat and doing the errand side, I do have to think in my head. I'm a visual person. Okay, I need to go here, then here, then here. And what is the best route and order? And I have to work through that. So depending on your profession, depending on your family life, you may have to do that too. But take the time to do that because you find that you'll save a lot of time if you do an efficient route. And you'll get things done and you'll feel energized and great. If you don't do an efficient route and you're going back and forth, you've wasted a lot of time. So think about and map out your route and coordinate activities and the people. I have done this and it's worked fairly well because I also build in flexibility. It's again, one of those things where it's not going to be 100%. It's not going to be every day, but it's going to be most of the time. So I do have the flexibilities for those one-offs, and that is develop a daily schedule. My typical schedule for weekdays and then weekends. And I haven't written it down, so I'm not there. You may find that that's the right way to do it, but I have gotten everyone, my family, as well as my clients, as well as my, you know, my team, knowing where I'm going to be and when and what the various work schedules are, what are the various standard meetings. And that helps give you a framework and structure, helps give you a framework and structure of what are the hats that you need to wear. Typically, not every day, but typically, you know, and what does each of those days look like? And when are you going to have the primary hat? What hat is it that you're going to have as your primary hat? If you haven't thought about your weekly schedule, you may want to. I encourage you to do so. Finally, at least, you know, for the time management, I think I've going on to planning. Finally, for the time management, there is multitasking. So I bet you that there is a good percentage of people right now who are multitasking. They are listening to the show, listening to my talk. Hopefully some of it's getting in. and they're doing something else. And that is perfectly all right. I expect that. I do hope that some of this is coming through and that you're getting tips and tidbits. And if you miss anything, you can always go back to my host page, by the way, and re-listen to it. So never fear. But multitasking is also important if you can do that, if there is things that you can do. I know I multitask, you know, listening to the radio shows and maybe answering some emails. Yes, I do answer emails listening to the radio show. Or if I'm at one of my children's sports activities, I'll do some professional reading. I might answer some emails. I'll probably make some calls. So I am multitasking there. And it's okay as long as you pick the appropriate times to multitask. And it's not when you're multitasking in front of someone else who has called a meeting. And there's a small group of people. So pick the times that you can multitask and definitely multitask as appropriate. And that does help you do everything you need to do. So let me quickly go over some planning. We'll continue it after the break. I've got a couple more minutes. Plan. You know, that is so important. And write out your plan, especially professionally. Writing out your plan is so important in order to be able to adhere to your plan. It's part of writing out your schedule. Mark your milestones. Understand how a project or an activity is going to come together and be laid out and how you're going to accomplish everything you need to accomplish. Understand and follow your communication plans. Understand your stakeholders. I've often talked about stakeholders in my shows. And I think that understanding who is interested in what you're doing and why they're interested and what they can provide you and what you provide them is important. And making sure that they're in the loop on what is happening with your activity and how that they can help. Identify a team that is good and can work together. Do team building. Train them on whatever they need to be trained on. Make sure that everyone is cross-trained. That is important. In order to do everything that you need to do, you need to make sure you're not the only one who can do it. And that goes professionally as well as, you know, in the community and in the family. You cannot be one deep and be able to do it all. You have to train people who can cover when that is not your priority, when that role is not your priority. So I want you to be thinking about all of your planning skills and what you do to plan and how you lay out your milestones and your schedule and your communication plans and how you train your team and if your team is one deep. And think about it not only from the professional side, but on the personal side. I know with the family, I'm not one deep. I have my husband. We can cover for each other and we do cover for each other. It's a necessity. So think about all that and I will see you on the other side of the break.
From the boardroom to you, Voice America Business Network.
Calling all CFOs, finance and risk professionals, your call to action is to help your company achieve financial excellence. How? Master risk management, cost control, and strategic decision-making by implementing game-changing technology advances like mobile, in-memory, and cloud computing, and more. Where? Learn from top thought leaders each week on Financial Excellence with Game Changers, presented by SAP. Join us for Financial Excellence with Game Changers, presented by SAP, Tuesday mornings at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 noon Eastern Time on the Business Channel.
Save on your prescriptions with the RX Savings Plus Drug Discount Card offered by Voice America. It is not insurance, and discounts are only available from participating pharmacies. But 9 out of 10 pharmacies participate nationwide. Start saving today. Print your free card online at voiceamerica.rxsavingsplus.com or text the word TALK RADIO to 96362.
We're always talking business. Talk to an expert. Call now, toll free, 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
You are tuned in to Stepping Stones to Everyday Success with Kimberly Stewart. We want to hear from you today with your questions and comments. Please call into the program today at 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. Or send an email to kstewart@steppingstone-llc.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back. It always amazes me how quickly these shows go. So I am going to run through the last part of the planning and then get into some other, I think, good tips for you to take away and hopefully apply every day to your success. So I left with, you know, plan, write out your plan, write out your schedule, mark milestones, understand and follow your communication plan, all very important. And then also identify and train a team. And we talked about how that doesn't just apply to our professional life, but also on our personal life. I know I have a great husband who we tag team a lot. I'm also a Girl Scout troop leader, and I've got some co-leaders, and I've got a wonderful set of Girl Scout parents who always step up when I need them to and ask them to. So make sure that you're not one deep, no matter what the activity is, that there is someone there that you can rely on, who can help you, who can cover for you, because that allows you to be able to do all the other things that you need to do. The other tip before we leave planning is think of plan A, B, C, and sometimes D if it's important enough. I know that I have a good feeling if plan A is going to fall through. So what am I going to do? And I usually have a plan B and C. And if I'm working through those plans and each one's dropping by the wayside, I'm developing other plans as it goes. So eventually one's going to stick. So think about that. How important is it that you have a plan A, B, C, D? For most things, it's probably fairly important. There's probably some things that it's just not important. If it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. No big deal. Which brings me to give yourself a break. You do a lot. All those hats that you wrote down that you wear, you do a lot. Acknowledge it. Be proud of it. And give yourself a break. You don't have to have all those hats as the number one priority and do all those activities that they've asked you to do. You can say no. Say yes to the important ones. Say yes to the ones that are dear to you and that are important to you. But don't say yes to everything. You have to give yourself a break. You have to let it go. Many things can wait until the next day or longer. And if you really need to just kind of rub your ego, I have found if you write down your accomplishments at the end of the day and see what you've done, you go, wow, look at all that. So every once in a while, I will do that, especially if it's a day where I feel I've accomplished nothing. And that doesn't mean that I'm just writing down the professional stuff, but I'm also writing some of the personal stuff that for me is important that I feel good about, because that all helps rub my ego. It all helps me get motivated and understand that I have been successful in the day and I should feel good about it. I also, you know, if I am tired and I can't think straight, and I realize I'm not being efficient, and I'm not doing, you know, what I should be doing in the time frame I should be doing. I give myself a break, and whether that's sitting quietly with my eyes closed or actually taking a nap, and 10-minute nap, and I'll go in and I say, I'm taking a cat nap, if that's what I'm going to do. 10-minute nap, I feel refreshed, and it does work, and you can do it. So think about that the next time. And I don't set an alarm for it. I set myself up 10 minutes and I do it. Maybe I'll go 15, but I tried to do 10. So some tips and tools to take away from all this. Know your hats. Know when one hat takes priority over the other. Stick to it. Be confident. Don't change it unless someone gives you information you did not have that is important enough to warrant a change. It is okay to change it if you've got new information that then warrants a change. But be confident in what you choose as your priorities, because you need to live with them. You are the one that needs to feel good about it at the end of the day. Do that to-do list. For me, that keeps me so organized. I understand what needs to get done. I can figure out what my priorities are. And quite frankly, often, not always, but often, there are times where if it didn't make my to-do list, especially if I'm doing basically a brain dump of my to-do list, how important is it? Excuse me. So make sure you do that to-do list, and that helps you visualize what is important and what can wait, and helps you, you know, map out your schedule and map out what you want to do. And remember, some of those to-dos that may not be very important but are simple and easy to do, if you knock them out, that can be a good warm-up. That can be a good, okay, I'm getting some stuff accomplished really quickly, and look, it's only 9 o'clock, and look at all the things that I've done already. So keep that in mind. I have often used that to help me just get ready for the day. Know when your most productive time is, and save your complex activities or your extremely important activities for that time, if at all possible. If you're a night owl, it probably is not possible to have your meetings at the time that you're energized. So do it to the best of your ability. Have a team to support you. Have people who are cross-trained so that when the hat that that team would see you in is not your priority, there is someone else there who can fill in for you. Communicate. One of the things that I get very frustrated with is if I've communicated, I've requested information. I'm not asking people to immediately say, got it, I understand. But if they know that there is going to be a longer than expected lag in getting back to me because they have to do some research, when they in the time of the day that they have set to do email and they see my email, shooting back an email saying, got it, it's going to take some time. That's fine. I'll give you a status update. You know, I don't know exactly what I'm getting, but acknowledge that you have received it so that I can then be off your back and I don't have to worry about it anymore. In the same respect, and this is, I think, going to sound potentially hypocritical, potentially not. It's not meant to be. Is do things when they come in. Meaning, if you read that email and it's a quick response, and you can do it right then, do it right then. If it takes a little more complex thinking and research, then obviously wait, maybe just acknowledge that you've got it. I know that if I have forms to do or administrative stuff to do, I usually take that and I have an inbox and then I've set some time and I just do it. If someone then comes in while I'm doing that administrative stuff, I just add it to the pile and I just do it then. So when you have that that chunk of time where you're doing all, you know, responding to email, phone calls, filling out forms, get it done during that time, so that you don't have to worry about it later on, even if it's due in a month. So some principles to live by. Plan, 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 plan. Give yourself a break. Things can wait till tomorrow morning. Be active. Be healthy. Eat healthy. Gives yourself energy. Activeness gives yourself energy so you can do more. And one of the things that I think is so important is remember that you're a leader, you're a manager, you are a role model to your team and your children. So whatever you do and the way that you treat your life and your roles that you have and the way that you manage your time, people are watching that, observing that, and being a good role model that can have a balance between their work life and their community and their family, and seem to do it all in a balanced, healthy way, will do so much for those people who are watching that. And they will start developing good, healthy habits of managing their lives, their work, their family, their community. And that all is going to be good for our business, for our community, and for our family. So remember that people are watching you. So hopefully you will be able to balance all that you do and be able to do it all in 24 hours and get 8 hours of sleep. And so I hope you have picked up some tools and tips, and that you are very successful every day from some of the tips that you've picked up today, and that we will see you next week on Stepping Stones to Everyday Success. Thank you.
Thanks again for joining us this week for Stepping Stones to Everyday Success. Please join your host, Kimberly Stewart, again next Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Business Channel. This week, take one more step to find your success.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Voice America Business Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericabusiness.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.